AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Coastell. Hillary Rodham Clinton changed her tactics during the first Democratic debate. AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports from Las Vegas.
Clinton has avoided saying anything about Bernie Sanders on the campaign trail, but after he criticized what he called the casino capitalist process that benefits the few, Clinton was quick with a warning.
We would be making a grave mistake to turn our backs on what built the greatest middle class.
In the CNN debate on Westwood One, she also said he's not been tough enough on gun control. But when it came to the email controversy, Sanders jumped to her defense, saying Americans are sick and tired of it and want to hear about the real issues that are impacting their lives. Jerry Boatlander, Las Vegas.
From Florida, the AP's Matt Sadensky reports on an air tragedy involving a mobile home park in Palm Springs.
A small plane went down for an unknown reason early Tuesday evening. It crashed into a mobile home park and left two of the trailers engulfed in flames. Various authorities have referred to multiple victims.
A judge has ruled that the statements two Baltimore police officers made to investigators probing the death of Freddie Gray can be used at the officers' trials. More from AP correspondent Juliet Linderman.
The attorneys were arguing that these statements were coerced, that perhaps these officers weren't completely aware what they were doing, but the judge ruled that no, the officers knew full well what they were doing when they gave their statements.
Contents of those statements not publicly disclosed. Israel's prime minister says he'll take a series of aggressive steps to halt a wave of violence in Israeli cities after two attacks in Jerusalem left three dead. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres says Jews, Muslims, and Christians should be able to coexist.
We can live together, respect each other.
He said they should be able to live together in peace. This is AP Radio News. A three-year-old boy who was reported missing Tuesday was found dead 3 hours later in woods about a half mile from his home in Haddon Township, New Jersey. Authorities say the cause of death remains under investigation. A woman loses her bid to sue her 12-year-old nephew over a broken wrist after a Connecticut jury rejected her claim.
Jennifer Connell claimed that her nephew acted unreasonably when he jumped into her arms at his 8th birthday party, causing her to fall and break her wrist. The incident happened 4 years ago. She sued for $127,000, but the jury found her nephew was not liable. Connell, a 54-year-old human resources manager, had testified she loves her nephew, but thought he should be held accountable. I'm Julie Walker.
The Peace Corps says it's gotten the highest number of applications in 40 years, a 32% increase over the last fiscal year, 23,000 applications. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.